The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. For some time now, as you well know, the papers have been publicizing the scandals that are rampant among the supposedly Catholic clergy in the Novus Ordo Church, anyway. Indeed, the publicity seems to grow every day to the point where there is lately not a day that goes by without something in the paper about the pedophile priests in different places in the country, and indeed in Europe too. The same Novus Ordo Church everywhere. Unspeakable sexual abuse of boys and even girls by supposedly Catholic priests. Yes, and even bishops too are involved. Here, it's on the front page of the paper, even in glaring headlines. The church has never been more disgraced than it has today. Never has a Catholic priesthood been more disgraced than it is today by the sexual scandals in which the clergy, so many of the clergy, are involved. Not only in Boston and Bridgeport, but in other dioceses, I say, around the country too. It's everywhere, everywhere. Almost without exception, these bishops and even cardinals, it comes out, not that it hasn't been known in the past, but the liberal press is gleefully making hay of all of it. It comes out that the bishops and even cardinals in charge of dioceses have been covering up these scandals. And instead of defrocking these priests, as would traditionally have been done before such the Second Vatican Council, the priest had been given any such scandal, or even lesser scandals, he would have been defrocked. He would have been he would have been forbidden to practice the priesthood and reduced to the lay state. But that is not what they're doing now. Because of all the publicity, the bishops and cardinals are apparently adopting the policy of just, instead of trying to cover up these scandals, letting them be brought to the attention, or bringing them themselves to the attention of the police, and letting the civil courts handle the business, the dirty business. Humanly speaking, you can see why these bishops and cardinals, instead of dismissing these priests and have moved them around from one place to another, because they have no one to replace them. If they were to dismiss every priest that was involved in these sins, these scandals, they would they'd have to close their parishes, their churches. They wouldn't have priests to take their place, because there aren't that many vocations anymore. So they move them around. But now, apparently, most they're going to do is to report them to the police, so as not to be otherwise sued themselves. Millions of dollars have been paid out and have been paid out to the victims of these abuses that have reported them or are reporting them now and haven't done so in the past. And of course, this is all for the scandal of the faithful, or of those anyway in the Novus Ordo churches. God knows how many are just giving up practicing any kind of religion because of these scandals. There are four main explanations for them, brethren. First of all, these priests and bishops have lost their faith. They've lost the faith. They're not Catholics anymore. In most cases, they are outright heretics, teaching false doctrine, ecumenism, if nothing else. The one religion is as good as another. And for having given up the faith, they are heretics, or apostates. And as such, automatically, in the traditional canon law of the Church, automatically excommunicated from the Church. No longer members of the Catholic Church. That's the basic explanation for these scandals. Secondly, there are no true sacraments left in the Vatican II Church. They've all been destroyed by the traditional rituals being supposedly revised, but in their revision, destroyed. The essential elements of those sacraments, the matter and form, as the theologians are called in theology, no longer being what they were originally, such as Christ our Lord instituted them. So those sacraments are null and void. So no grace is being given in those supposed sacraments. Those priests saying the Novus Ordo liturgy, making a circus and a blasphemy of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, are certainly getting no graces for the priesthood in them. That, I say, is the second explanation for these clergy scandals. Thirdly, God knows how many of these clergy have infiltrated the Catholic priesthood for just this very reason, to disgrace and to disgrace the priesthood and the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, as we've said time and again, is basically under the control of her enemies. They have gotten into the Church, as they planned to do, going on 200 years ago, by infiltrating the seminaries and working their way up into the positions of higher authority, even to the Vatican, if not the papacy itself. And so I say, God knows how many of these Novus Ordo priests and bishops are enemy infiltrators to begin with, for the very purpose of destroying the Church, disgracing it from within. And the fourth explanation for the clergy scandals is that, remember that the majority of these priests and bishops are not validly ordained priests and bishops. We've already said that the sacraments, including the priesthood, have been invalidated. 23 years ago, I wrote an article, which we published in our Catholic Forever newsletter, or the ORCN News, it was known at the time, entitled "The Death of the Priesthood," because it was plain from examining the Novus Ordo rite for ordaining not only priests but bishops also, that they were no longer being validly ordained. The essential words of ordination for both priests and bishops were changed shortly after the end of the Second Vatican Council. No priest or bishop ordained for the last 35 years, since 1967, is a true priest or bishop. Unless you have been ordained with the traditional rites of the Catholic Church, as I was, not only as a priest but as a bishop, then you are at best a doubtfully ordained priest or bishop. And and so obviously the majority of the bishops and priests, and perhaps the totality of all Novus Ordo bishops, have been ordained with the new rites. But then it's true that there are older priests that are involved in these clergy scandals. who were ordained, who had been ordained more than 35 years, and who would be validly ordained priests, but certainly not validly ordained bishops. But anyway, the great majority of the clergy involved in these, in committing these scandals, are not priests and bishops at all. But of course, the man in the street doesn't know this and doesn't appreciate it. But it's important for you, as traditional Catholics, to see things as they really are. And so, we, as holding to the true faith and the true Catholic Church, to us, this is all so much forgery of Catholicism. And yet, as Catholics, we share in the disgrace that the name of the Church of God has incurred and is incurring. Remember the words of our Lord. Beware false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. In sheep's clothing. The clothing of priests and bishops and cardinals. But inwardly are ravening wolves. By their fruit, you know them.